Somebody give the Lord some praise in here tonight. Come on, let's worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Y'all know hymns. I'm allowed to do ones that I feel led to do. Is that all right?
Pride.
think it's when we all get to heaven. How many of y'all know that one? It's an old hymn. Rex, you don't know this one. Sing, oh, wondrous love of Jesus. Sing his mercies and his grace. In the
Yes, he is. God, he's a good God. My God is a conquering king.
Good to me this week. Tell somebody. Say, I don't know about your God. Say, you might have one of those mad ones, but I got a good one.
Praise the Lord.
146.
Thank you.
a powerful word to sing to God. Surrender. God's been dealing with me about that one. Praise God. This is offering time. And sometimes we teach you things. Sometimes we show you the benefits. Sometimes we show you the reason. But tonight I just wanted to give you a picture, a vision of an offering. The Bible says, without vision, my people perish. It's important to have a vision, a picture, to know what you're going for. It's one thing just to read a couple of scriptures on giving and just to give. But when you got a picture, that sticks with you. And every time you give, you can give in faith that God's will might be done. I'm going to read to you about two offerings here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. What I'm going to read you right now is in 1 Kings chapter 8. I'm just going to read this to you, and I'll save the other one for another time. But this is just giving you an image. And King Solomon and the entire assembly, this is when they were building the temple, and the entire assembly of Israel that had gathered about him were before the ark sacrificing so many sheep and cattle that they could not be recorded or counted. Y'all see that? Now, I could go into a long teaching, and I don't want to do that, but I just want you to think about that scripture. I'm going to keep watering this, planting these seeds. But I just want you to take this. This is one offering. It says they were sacrificing so many sheep and cattle, they could not be recorded or counted. Now, how many of you have ever been in any kind of farm-related job or know what that is worth? If Rex was in here, Crystal, when you're back there, can you cut the low end on this mic? It's kind of feeding back. If Rex was with me here, he'd give you a better idea of what one cow is worth. But they have auctions, and they'll auction cows individually because one cow is worth quite a bit. Now, can you imagine? Now, and sheep too. Can you imagine an offering where they sacrifice so many cows and so many sheep that it couldn't be counted or recorded? Now, if you read about the temple that Solomon built and the house that Solomon built, you would realize that the Hebrews at that time had a way of recording and calculating large numbers. How many of you read through 1 and 2 Kings and have read the story of Solomon? They were able to record and calculate pretty large numbers and go into great detail. They weren't just lazy. They didn't just feel like recording it. They sacrificed so many cows and so many sheep that it could not be calculated or recorded. There's another scripture I'll get to on another night or another day, but it talks about that they were giving more than enough that they had to be restrained from giving. And the picture I want you to get in your mind as we're giving, and I hope you're preparing your offering, is that our hearts, if God's heart is to be more than enough for us, that should be our heart. Now, in the natural realm, that doesn't seem possible. Now, if you're so broke that you don't have one cow, then there's no way you're going to participate in that kind of an offering. Or if you have two cows and you decide to give one to God, that's going to be pretty easy to count. So that really lets you know how blessed the people had to be to give that kind of an offering. So not only do I want you to increase your faith in the area of giving more than enough, I want you to increase your faith that God wants to bless you, that the offerings you get, you are able to give, would be so numerous that people would actually have to stop you and say, hey, That's just so much. That's just too much. I can't even keep up with it. We can't even count it. We were talking a few weeks ago about churches that literally for each service spend days counting the offerings. Now, could you imagine if one offering took a week to count? You could never count it. If you have two services a week, you'd always be behind. There is a point of more than enough. There's a place where it's too much. And that's what God wants. And I know that sounds crazy, but I just want to share that with you. And I want to build your faith that God wants us to be blessed. Again, if you don't have a cow, then don't have a cow. Now, if you don't have a cow, you're not going to be given those kind of offerings, right? If you don't have an amount of money so large it cannot be calculated, you're not going to be able to give an offering so big it can't be calculated. I'm just trying to build your faith. You got to know where God wants you to go. So many of us set our standards to something easy. Well, if I could just have enough to pay my bills and put a little money away so that when I retire, I can retire and not have to worry about paying my bills. We think about the basics, but God wants to go not only beyond that, He wants to go way, way beyond that. Way beyond that. I'm just trying to get your eye level up a little bit. I'm just trying to get your faith up. I'm just trying to paint a picture. I'm not trying to convince you tonight 10 ways to why you should give, 10 reasons to give, 10 things you get when you give. I'm just trying to paint a picture for you. I want you to see bigger. We've had a word that God said He could do much more than this. Much more than this. And that's what we're going for tonight. Now, I've got a lot more that I want to get into in the days and weeks to come. But I just want you to see. I just want you to envision for a minute enough cows and sheep that you could never count it. If you had an office staff of people, the office staff could never count it. If you had a government of people, we're talking about a Hebrew people. If you had a government of people, it still couldn't be counted. Imagine that kind of an offering. Imagine that. That's just unbelievable. That's unbelievable. Can you see that? Can you picture that? I want you to just see it. I just want you to see it because that's where God's going. God's going. Amen? I just want you to see it. I'm trying to build your faith to be not only what God wants you to be, but also to understand that you'll have to be blessed to obey God. It's not just an extreme faith thing, but God's people have to be blessed. I thought it was awesome what Sister Sandra said today, that God required Jericho, but there's 31 other cities that they could keep the plunder for themselves. God's not out to make you broke, and He's not here to rip you off. He's out here to bless you, and He wants to bless you so that you can be a blessing. Now, if the people were able to give that kind of offering, they didn't go broke in one day. They didn't all starve a whole year because of that one offering. Imagine what they had left over. Imagine that. These cows weren't saved at the church so that the poor people could come and eat meat. They were killed. They were sacrificed, slaughtered, wasted, just given to God. So many that couldn't be counted. That's just an awesome thought. So I want to put that before you. Amen? Now, are you ready to give? No, you know what? Me neither. But, you know, if we're faithful with the little, we are not to despise small beginnings. You know, there was a time when Isaac was broke. There was a time when they were so broke, they had to go to Egypt because of the famine just to eat. So the Hebrew people had a small beginning. Amen? That's okay. It's okay to start small. But we got to know where God's taking us. Amen? Are you ready? All right, let's stand up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just raise that offering up to God. Thank you, Father. We just agree right now with your word, and we come in line with your vision and your plan. Father, we realize that you are a big God, that you are not a small God, and you don't have small plans, but you have big plans, Father. We position ourselves in faith with your word. And Father, we know that as we do that, you have to bless us to such a degree that it's just unfathomable, just so that we can live that kind of life and give those kind of offerings, Father. Lord, we come together, and Lord, we receive that blessing, Father. I thank you, Lord, that as we commit our ways to you and our deeds to you, Father, that you will bless us, not just enough to pay our bills, not just to give a decent offering, but Father, where we can give so big that it just can't be counted. It just can't be realized. I thank you, Father. Lord, prosper your people here. Bless them, Father, we pray in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord. Amen. All right, let's bring it up.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. My. The Holy Ghost is doing good. Jesse, I'm called. Can you believe that? What a miracle. Amen. Somebody get. Brother Jay, I'm fine. If you can go in that office. I think I put my jacket on that thing up there. I don't want to wear no. Take my jacket off until I got all this going on. You ain't got it all going on yet either, so don't worry about it. Amen. He said, I'm farther than you. Say something. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, that's a miracle. You know, before somebody would say something about, what, 15 years ago? I don't think you would have said anything. Amen. I think it would have been a trip, huh? It would have been fun. But God delivered him. Amen. And set him free before he met his match. Because there's always somebody out there badder than you. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Just lift up your holy hands. Just lift up your holy hands. Something good might happen to you. My gosh, just lift up your holy hands. You just might get charged in faith. That was the Holy Ghost. That thought, Brother Jesse, was the Holy Ghost. Only God can do that. And he will. And he will. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Much more. Ooh, hallelujah. Why did God kill it? Because he could do much better than that. Hallelujah. Yeah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Well, we got this message here, don't we? Hit me in 1.5 hour. Amen. Is that good? Who's got me? Who's got my time? Brother Jesse, Brother Rex has got my time. Be my faithful friend. Oh, praise God. We talked about this morning. Did y'all enjoy this morning so far? But you really have to tie this morning into Friday night. You got to put them all together. After this, after this morning, we got to the point to where they were at Lazarus, John chapter 11. I think is it John chapter 11? John chapter 11, verse 15 is where we left off. Friday night, what were we teaching on Friday night? We were teaching on making it through the night season. Making it through the night seasons of our life. Amen. He wants to take another offering. Hallelujah. Verse 14, it says, John chapter 11, verse 14. Then sent Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sake that I wasn't there, to the intent that ye might believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then great faith man Thomas said, in verse 16, then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us go that we may die with him. What a great statement, amen. How many, when you step into dead things, you know, there are a lot of people, some of y'all are holding on to different things, whether you realize it or not, a lot of things die. You get in there and say, well, I'm going to go down with the Titanic with him. How many of you feel like that sometimes? I'm just going to go there and see her through to the end. When the ship goes down, the band plays on, and I'm going to be right there playing along with him. Anybody feel like that sometime? Now, then when Jesus came, he found that he had laid in the ground 4 days already. Look at somebody and say, good and dead.
Good and dead.
Somebody said, stinky dead. I mean, 4 days. I mean, that's a trip. God always likes overdoing things, doesn't he? When he lets something die, he really lets it die, doesn't he? I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, that body wasn't even warm anymore. I guess rigor mortis had already set in. Amen. Somebody say, praise God. My Lord. Somebody say, stinking. And the neat thing about 4 days, one of the things in Hebrew culture back then would be when someone would die, they'd mourn for how many days? Some of you took that. Anybody took Old Testament survey? Did we get that far in Old Testament survey? We talk about one of the things they would do. Why? They'd go around the tomb and they would mourn for about 3 days. Because they believed that the spirit still hung out for 3 days and perhaps might be able to come back again. And after the 4th day, after 3 days, they say, well, I guess that's it. Now, y'all remember David's kid died? You know, David's kid was real sick, and David cried and cried and went through all this other stuff. As soon as the kid died, he said, well, that's it. Amen. He didn't give it 3 days. He just went on. Amen. But after 4 days, all hope was gone. How many of you have lost? Oh, the Holy Ghost is so good. I need to teach on hope. I mean, this is even after the vision has died and hope is dead too. When possibility dies, and then hope dies after possibility. Now, Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. And Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. And Mary sat still in the house. And these were tight people. These are people, I mean, he said he loved, we read earlier in Scripture that he loved Mary, he loved Martha, and he loved Lazarus. But Mary sat still in the house. I can't believe I poured all that oil on his feet, and here my brother that he loved, he's just going to let him die and don't show up? Stayed out there and waited until he was dead and then show up? You go run. You ever notice when people, you know, they running real strong and everything's okay? They're willing to give all as long as they're happy. But the moment disappointment sets in, I'll get there when I feel like it. I don't feel like worshiping. Where's my promise? You told me this, and I didn't get it. I won't be quick to do anything anymore. If you're going to be slow to me, I'm going to be slow with you. This woman before had given all that stuff, that costly balsam, said the one that poured oil on his feet. Now, she went through all that stuff before. Then after this situation happens, looks like she was kind of ticked off, wasn't she? Martha went running. Mary sat back. Maybe some of us are sitting back because something died. Oh, it's getting good in here tonight. Somebody say hallelujah. Maybe you've gotten some blows in your life because things didn't happen as quickly as it should have happened. Maybe you had promises from the Holy Ghost or promises from God, and those promises never came to pass. They just died. And then we say, oh, something good's going to happen. Something good, something great's going to happen to you. Let it happen to you. Come on down here real quick. We say, sitting still. Somebody say, hallelujah. Is it getting good in here just a little bit? I still got 20 minutes. Evidence of disappointment with death. Look at somebody and say, one thing gonna come alive is my response to God. I'll hear a word and I'll jump up and I'll get excited and I'll run to it. I'll hear that God's fixing to do something or God's showing up someplace. And I'll just get right in the middle of it. I won't be slow sitting back. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother had not died, wouldn't have died. But I know, even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, he will give it thee. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. She still ran to him. Somebody said, let me be like Martha. Don't let me sit in the house crying. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection in the last day. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, or anything about him were dead, yet shall he live. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wow, I feel good about that. I'm going to have church by myself for these next several moments. Y'all don't mind if I shout a bit, amen? And whatsoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Look at somebody and say, nothing ever dies in me. Do you believe it? Why don't you just give up? Hallelujah. For I know the resurrection and the life. I've been over on the dead side too long and come back. Somebody say hallelujah. Once you cross over once, it's easy to go back. You know, hey, I know the way I can get back again. Hallelujah. You ever been on the losing side and come over to the winning side? You ever been down and all of a sudden God bring you up? You almost been wiped out and you say, hey, this is it. Amen. Ain't going to go another step. This is just a flop. Year later, week later, sometime 2 hours later, you up again. Amen. If you've been to the other side, you know you can get back again. If you believe in God, though things die in you, yet will it always live. Oh, thank God for that. Jesus said, I'm glad that I wasn't there, that you might believe this, that you might be able to believe that he is the resurrection and the life. I'm glad we went through trials. I'm glad we went through tribulations. I'm glad we went through some circumstances. I'm glad you've touched death in the face. Amen. So now you realize, hey, thank you, Jesus. I tell you what, the last enemy for victory is death. Do you hear me? The last enemy before victory is always death. Unless a seed die, it won't be able to live. The last enemy, even at the end of this age, when the consummation of the age shall come, the last one is the sting of death. Because if you don't fear death, you won't fear anything. You get to the point and say, what's it going to do, kill me? Been there. Some say the last enemy is death. Look at Jesus when he came. He came and he healed. He went through all kinds of stuff. They put him in prison. They spat on him. They did everything. But the last thing he had to go through, somebody say, glory to God. Woo, church. Oh, I think I'm done. I hope somebody, glory, please get this for me. The last thing he did, listen, he hung on the cross and did all that stuff, healed lots of people, but he hung on the cross and he died. And right after he, just before he shut up, he said this, look, it's finished. He knew that his last enemy was death. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. When you get to the point, say, hey, look, God is the resurrection and the life. And if he doesn't raise it up, it don't need to be alive. Amen. Jesus said, no man can take my life. I give it freely. You ever heard people say, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world can't take it away. This life I have, the world didn't give it. The world can't take it away. This call I have, the world didn't give it. The world can't take it away. Whatever the devil gives you, he can take away. Whatever the world gives you, it can take away. Amen. But whatever God gives you, can't nobody take it away. If God gives you a word, I tell you what, nobody in hell is going to be able to take that word from you. Unless you let him. Some say the last. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. This goes along, some of them say, face the facts. Oh, hallelujah. Talk about embrace. We talked Friday night about embracing. Amen. So say, wide open, walking through the fire, not getting burned, instead of running from stuff. I'm afraid to face reality. I'm afraid to face whatever's coming my way. Finally, you know, the devil's been chasing me all along. You know, I've always been afraid of this. Then we finally face our fears. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, bring it on. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had said, she went her way and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, the Master cometh and calleth for thee. When did Jesus call her? Go back through your verses. So I say, hallelujah. Does anybody find, did Jesus tell Martha he was called? He said, now go get Martha. Huh? In this passage of scripture right here, did he say, now go get Martha? Go get Mary. Did he say that, go get Mary? So this Martha just went and took it on herself, didn't she? The Master's calling you. Though they be dead, yet shall they live. Two people had to get up that day. Somebody say hallelujah. There were two tombs. Amen. One was stuck up in the house. Glory to God. And the other one was stuck in a grave. She said, the resurrection and the life has come for you. You can't die yet. He's your life. You can't give up on God. You were in love. You had passion. You sold. You gave all that oil to him. Mary, get up out of the house. The resurrection is here. Restore that relationship and that joy and that fervor that you had for God again. The master's calling for you. Somebody say hallelujah. Not only is he going to call for your vision, your dream, or that thing you're believing him to do, but he's going to call for your attitude. He's going to call for your mindset. Oh, praise God. Somebody say hallelujah. How many are glad the master's calling you? Arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen. Be still behind that. Gloria, just tell us, we had a manifestation this morning. I don't know whether y'all know it or not. Gloria said during this morning service, you know, we were preaching and quoting out all of these scriptures. And we said, arise, shine, for your light has come. Does anybody remember that this morning? Everybody say that. Arise, shine. For your light has come. Say it again. Arise. Shine, for your light has come. After church, Gloria walks up to me and said, Pastor, you turn around and say, Gloria, you got anything about this? About what did I say to you, Gloria, supposedly? I said, Gloria, you got anything about arise and shine or the light has come, supposedly either Friday or some other night, whatever it was. And she said, no, I ain't got nothing. She looked at me and said, no, you know, I looked that way. I said, you got something, you know, real subtle. She said, no, I don't have anything. Gloria said later on, she went there and she went to get out her jacket. What was it, Gloria? Come here. Give me the paper. She said she felt something scratching her arm inside her jacket. Anybody hear this? Somebody say, God is a good God. Somebody say that. Now, some of y'all that are hard to hear, you ain't going to get nothing anyhow. Amen. But some of y'all that aren't ready to go over to the deep end, this should get you there. Amen. She had this stuck up. Now, imagine how you'd feel. And you say, I ain't got nothing that has to do anything with that. And she felt something scratching in her sleeve. Now, first of all, now I know, sister, your clothes ain't that tight. Don't you? They look good. Amen. But how are you going to walk around with something stuck up your sleeve and all of a sudden you feel something in your sleeve coming out of nowhere? And she felt this thing in her sleeve. She goes, what in the world? I guess I would have been embarrassed singing, Lord, I got brought trash to church. You know, well, talk about trash. One time my sister took a picture at a wedding, y'all, and she tried to be real cute. And she stood like that and her drawers fell down. No. You know, somebody said, that's a shame. First of all, why are you going to wear your underwear on the outside of your pantyhose? Amen. She just picked them up real quick and stuck them right there. Where's it at? You know me, I'm so subtle, and I don't ever say what comes to my mind, you know. Everybody was up there just trying to cover it. Her drawers fell out. So anyhow, she felt this thing scratching in her arm, and she opens it up after church, supposedly. You know, after church, she opens this thing up, and the first line says Isaiah 60:61. It says inspired. Then it says long song Isaiah 60, arise, shine, for your light has come. Someone say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What's the first line there on the piece of paper?
Arise, shine.
Amen. So sometimes you don't know what you got, honey. I would arise and shine, for your light has come. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
That's just a little witness. Amen. That God knows what he, that God knows. You can have your paper back. Amen. Amen. Somebody say glory to God. Hallelujah. Everybody going to be following glory around. Paper falling out of our clothes, you know. You got something right here. Just crumble it up and throw it up her sleeves. Amen. Hallelujah. No, I'm not going to say that. All right. So, said, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have done. He said, the master calleth for thee. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. And Jesus was not yet come into town, but was in that place where Martha met him. And the Jews, when they which were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw that she rose up hastily and went out and followed her, saying, she goeth to the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother would not have died. Amen. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which came with her, he groaned in his spirit and was troubled, and said, where have you laid him? I like that part right here. Some say, where'd you put it? Look at somebody and say, where'd you put it? Where's that vision you had? Remember that thing you used to run your mouth about all the time? Where is it at? You don't talk about that too much. Come on, where's that word you said? Come on, what did God say? Where'd you put it? Remember you used to run your mouth about this so much? Where'd you put the vision? Where'd you put the dream? You know, after we get defeated and we feel a little bit embarrassed, we don't like to, you know, we just like to stay real quiet in the background. Some say, God, where'd you put it? Where did you lay that dead thing? Do you know where you put that dead thing? Where are you storing that vision? Where are you storing those plans? They said unto him, ooh, glory to God. So say hallelujah. Go back to the place where the thing died. Go back to the place where it died. They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept and said the Jews, behold how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind and have caused that even this man should could have caused that this man should not have died? Jesus therefore again groaning in himself coming to the grave. It was a cave and a stone laid upon it. And Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha and sister of him that was dead said, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinks. How many of you think it's so dead, it's just not only dead, it's stinking? Come on, anybody got a stinking dream? Stinking vision? Amen. We go to church sometime and boys, it gets stinky. Amen. Come on, somebody say stinking. A lot of times you want to pull stuff away. You think you're not going to smell roses when you go back after stuff that died. It's going to stink a bit. Amen. So said, even though it stinks, go there anyhow. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
They said not unto thee. And she said, Lord, he stinketh, for he has been dead for 4 days. And Jesus said unto her, said I not unto you that if thou would believe, you would see the glory of God? Hallelujah. It took faith to open up that thing. Take that stone away. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I know that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. God's looking for a friend. God's looking for a friend that's willing to die. Glory to God. That he might come and raise it up again. Somebody say hallelujah. Gain all the attention. Praise the Lord. I hope you can get this dead stuff, people. I hope you can catch it. Amen. Somebody say, there's that Lazarus church. Glory to God. There's that Lazarus ministry over there. There's that Lazarus, all washed up, dead. Glory to God. Ain't nothing happening over there. Somebody say, come on now. So say, oh, look what the devil did. Every once in a while, God let a friend die. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Through this and through that for about 4 years. Lord, if you'd been there when all that stuff was going, this stuff wouldn't have happened. So he said, I'm glad it happened. Hallelujah. And didn't I tell you, if you would believe, you'd see the glory of God. Say, Jesus is at the tomb. Hallelujah. He's going to the tomb for his friend. Glory to God. Are you catching this, Revy people? Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. And now, and when that, they took away the stone from the place where he was dead, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you. He prayed that prayer. Amen. And he said, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. How do you know the Holy Ghost? You know what? Somebody say, I've heard people say this straight up about the ministry. There's some people that couldn't stand the place, but they tell you right to your face and say, look, I ain't going to mess with you because it's only God that you're still there. It's a miracle that you're still there. But I tell you what, the greater miracles when Jesus comes and says, arise, Lazarus. Somebody say, hallelujah. That day is coming. Let's go back to the place where we have laid the dead. Amen. And when he was thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. I'm finished. Glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Everybody say Lazarus, come forth. Look at someone and say, arise, shine, for your light has come. Lazarus, come forth. Lo, I stand at the door and knock. Somebody say, hallelujah. Somebody say, come out. I don't care if you're stinking, come out. I don't care if everybody runs when you come out. Come out. So say, today is a day of salvation. Come on out. If you believe in me, yet shall he live. Let's come out of this night season. Somebody say hallelujah. Stand up right where you are. And when he that was dead came forth, someone say, when he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound with a napkin. Jesus said unto him, loose him and let him go. Somebody say hallelujah. Couldn't run the way he wanted. Couldn't. Somebody say, I'm about to be loose from death. Some say, bondage has got to go. Some of you wanted to go forward, amen, but they had a napkin on your face. Come on. Bound your hands and your feet so you couldn't run the way God wanted you to run or do the things that you were destined to do, amen. But Jesus is speaking to you tonight and said, loose that man and let him go. Somebody say, hallelujah. And many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on him. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say be loose. In the name of Jesus. And just pray in the Holy Ghost. I'm finished. Service is over. You've already sowed your offer. Move this out of the way. But I saw something tonight. Before we even started, I'm glad I waited on it. So now I understand it. Amen. Hallelujah. Now I understand it. Amen. God's already. Jesse was talking about that thing. He was talking about that thing that was about to come, and I believe it's God. I believe that's a God thing. That's really exciting. I'm getting ready for it. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm getting ready for it. Amen. Hallelujah. But I saw something too. Praise the Lord. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, be loosed in the name of Jesus. Say it one more time. Be loosed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody say, spirit of death. Oh, it's time to go. Hallelujah. Now, if you pray real hard, that anointing will come in this place. Amen. That anointing will come in this place. That anointing will come in this place. Hallelujah. And I'm going to pray for whoever feels like being prayed for in the name of Jesus. Amen. And I'm going to curse that spirit of death. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That nightmare, I'm going to curse that thing in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to tell you to come forth in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to get those grave calls off of you in the name of Jesus. Some say, I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. No, I'm going to do it in the name of Jesus. Right. Jesus is here tonight to get the grave clothes off of you.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. It's time for you to come out of the grave. You're not finished yet. Glory to God. God's got some things He wants to do in you. Hallelujah. I don't care if your life is stinking right now because of death. Glory to God. God's here to set you free. And I speak by the power of the anointing of the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus. I tell you to come forth in the name of Jesus. Woo, loose them and let them go. You're about to come out of the grave. You're about to come out of the grave. And after you get out of the grave, people are going to look at you and many are going to believe and say, my God, is that this one? What's going on with them? I thought they were finished. What's happening? They done blown their whole youth away. They done blown this away. They're not worth anything, but look at God. Somebody say, many are going to believe when they see me get free. Somebody say, hallelujah. Say, many will believe when they see me free in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. And just pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I don't want to just mess with everybody, but I know the anointing of the Holy Ghost. God spoke some things. Amen. I saw some things. Hallelujah. And I don't like those orders, but I'm going to take them in Jesus' name. I'm going to take them in Jesus. Jesse spoke that word, and he spoke that word tonight. He spoke that word about, you know, how they just received this offering, and the thing was so massive. My Lord. They couldn't count it. Amen. That'd be like edit the sermons. You know, we just can't ever get them finished. Amen. Hallelujah. But I saw this thing the Holy Ghost said, let me show you, let me give you, put you in perspective about things. He said, yeah, he will do the work. He will do the work. And he had me look at the front, and I look at this whole thing right here. He said, see that? He said, see that? This spans of this little front area here? He said, that's just one step. Now look, he said, that's just one step. He said, that's just one step to the platform. I don't understand that. He said, that'll be just one step to the platform. He says, because you're going to have many steps to the platform, but I want you to make them wide enough so people can get prayed for, and I want enough space for them to pray on the steps. He said, so steps. Now, tell me what God's going to do if you got steps to a platform. I'm not talking about the platform, but steps to the platform that large. Amen? Somebody say hallelujah. And I saw the step to the platform. You know, I saw the steps to the platform. And I saw just people being prayed in the Holy Ghost and people going out under the power of God on those stairs. Somebody say hallelujah. My God, my God. Somebody say hallelujah. Well, let's play with the step. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say this is just a step. Somebody say this is not all that it is. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Somebody say this is just a step. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say one step. One step. One step. Hallelujah. Brother Jesse, I feel like praying for you. Come on. Hallelujah. Rex, you want to help me? Hallelujah. We're done. If anybody wants prayer, just come on up here right now in the name of you. Does this confirm with you, brother? Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Now you gotta be free. Now you gotta be free and you gotta believe. You got to be free and you got to believe. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Anybody that's gone through anything that's caused death. Amen. Hallelujah. That spirit, traumatic experience or anything. I want you to come right now. I'm going to call it out right now in the name of Jesus. Come forth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come forth right now in the name of Jesus. Or stay there. Hallelujah. Or stay there. I'm going to count to three and I want you to move. One. Hallelujah. Two. Three. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I speak resurrection life. Come forth and grave clothes be removed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, I call forth resurrection life right now in the name of Jesus. I curse the spirit of death. I cause you to reign right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Death, grave clothes be removed right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Take off the garments of sorrow in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I call forth
resurrection life right now in the name of Jesus. Woman, live. Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Take off the grave clothes in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Right now in the name of Jesus. I call for total restoration right now in the name of Jesus. Take the grave clothes off. Live. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, bless them right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Life and life more abundantly. Hallelujah. Just start to pray in the Holy Ghost. Just start to pray in the Holy Ghost. Just right where you are, just start to pray in the Holy Ghost. You're going to notice some things changing on the inside of you. You're going to notice some things changing on the inside of you. Hallelujah. And many shall believe. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Many that disbelieve. Anybody can die, but can't nobody raise up again. Hallelujah. Unless God does it. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you. Anybody can blow their brains out and die, glory to God, but can't nobody get up, hallelujah, unless God says so, hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus, glory to God. Somebody say, thank God. Yeah, 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 yeah. Good life and life more abundantly is what God has for you. Testify. No, yeah, yeah. Isn't that the saddest thing? Isn't that ridiculous? Anybody can die, but nobody can live unless God says so. Thank you, Jesus. Say, I have resurrection life flowing in me. Resurrection life right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You shall live and not die in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come alive. Come alive. Come alive. Come alive right now in the name of Jesus. Life and life more abundant, full of the Holy Ghost, full of joy. Restoration of joy. Restoration of fire. Restoration of peace. Live, live, live in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Live in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, I'm coming out of the grave. I'm coming out of the grave. Those things that I'm in. See, listen, even the things that came on you when you died, they put on grave clothes. Some of you are stuck in situations right now because of death. Glory to God. Some of you, you know, debt is nothing but a symptom of death. Somebody say hallelujah. And people think, I got my situation, I might have lost my job. You know, your job died, and all of a sudden you concurred debt because you lost your job. That's a grave cloth. That's a grave cloth. If you've had anything traumatic happen in your life, even the things that happen as a result of those traumatic things that happen in your life, those are grave clothes. Amen. And God wants to pull. Some of you said, well, listen, when I was a child, I got put out of school or I didn't pay attention. Something happened and things got messed up. And now my life has been miserable ever since. I tell you what, that miserable life is a grave cloth. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. And God wants to take off of every one of those grave cloths off of you right now in the name of Jesus, as if you've never been in the grave. Somebody say, glory to God. Somebody say, loose them and let them go. You're not going to stay put anymore. You're going to go forth and go forward in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I speak life to you. Life to you. Supernatural life to you. Get that vision back. Get your joy back in the name of Jesus, we pray. Some of you develop anxiety where you're worrying about things you never would think about worrying about. Amen? That's a grave cloth. That's a grave cloth. It's got to go. Amen? Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus, be fresh, be alive, and be made whole. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We get to be here on Wednesday night. Amen. How many of you enjoying Wednesday night? Dealing with evangelism on Wednesday night. Dealing with evangelism on Wednesday night. And Friday night's going to be awesome. We got the fellowship. Amen. I don't know what we're doing. Bella, are we going to do potluck or you want to work something else out? Or we just let them know Wednesday night? Okay, we'll let y'all know Wednesday night what's going on somehow, or if she wants to get a hold of you early, we'll do something. How many of y'all enjoyed Friday night? We're gonna do it again Friday night, then we'll be here Friday night at 10 o'clock, amen? Then we get to roll it all over again. So y'all be blessed. Put on some good music out there. Listen to the Holy Ghost. Allow life to reign in you. Hallelujah. You want prayer, hey?
I think that word on anxiety.
Worry and anxiety. Hallelujah. You're developing worry. Hallelujah. Woman of God, I speak. Who wants to help me here? Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I speak resurrection life to you right now in the name of Jesus. I curse worry and anxiety off of you in the name of Jesus. Get off of this woman. Death, cloth, leave. In the name of Jesus, you'll have life and life more abundantly. Live, live, live. Loose, be loose, be loose. And set free and go forth in the name of Jesus. We pray. Hallelujah. Thank you. You'll worry about not another thing. You'll worry about not another thing. You will not worry about a thing. Glory to God. You'll have faith and confidence and trust. Amen. In the Lord your God. And he'll come through for you again and again and again and again and again. In Jesus' name, be loosed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So say, live.
Live.
Live. Ooh, glory. Live. Now listen. Notice the theme of this place is called, Now This Is Life. Hallelujah. Amen. And you won't have to know what life is until you touch death. Amen. Hallelujah. So say, this is life. Yeah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. I've enjoyed y'all all day long today. Amen. Praise God.
Students of Christ for the Nations as they freely express their love for God in Breath of Heaven.